AJ Fickrey is 39. He's a widower. He's a little bit cranky. He drinks too much. His bookstore, located on an isolated island, is failing. And don't get him started on the state of publishing. AJ is the unlikely romantic hero of Gabrielle Zevin's latest novel, The Storied Life of AJ Fickrey. At its heart, this book is a love letter to the joys of reading. It's one Zevin says she's been wanting to write for some time.
I knew this was going to be a book about reading, and probably since I first published a novel, so my first novel came out close to 10 years ago, I knew I wanted to write such a book. But I thought as a strategy, it would be really interesting to describe people in terms of what they read and how they read. I think you can do a lot like describing people with their physical characteristics and things like that. But to me, I've always found it to be a much more informative question to ask somebody what they read.
Now, he has something unusual happen to him, a very transformative event, which is that a toddler is abandoned in his store. And she's abandoned with a note. And I don't know if you could read a little bit of that note to us.
I absolutely could. To the owner of this bookstore, this is Maya. She is 25 months old. She is very smart, exceptionally verbal for her age, and a sweet, good girl. I want her to grow up to be a reader. I want her to grow up in a place with books and among people who care about those kind of things. I love her very much, but I can no longer take care of her. The father cannot be in her life, and I do not have a family that can help. I am desperate. Yours, Maya's mother.
Now, AJ Fickrey, even though he's essentially a curmudgeon, it turns out he is this home, right? This is literally a place for people who love books, and she is about to be raised by readers.
Right. I mean, there's a part later in the book when Maya's learning to read, and she sort of speculates that if she'd been left in a different store, if she'd been left in, say, a bank or in a sandwich shop, would her whole life be different? And I do think that people who are left in bookstores, more metaphorically speaking, if not literally so, do have different lives. They become children who are readers, become adults you want to know. I mean, that's a hard thing to say, but I think it's true.
Well, you also do give voice to the kind of person who describes themselves as not being a reader, not being a
Right.
book person. For
True.
instance, the police chief, he starts out very much uninterested. And by the end of it, he's hosting a book club, right? It's like
Right.
the police chief's choice book club.
And by the very end of it, he's even more in the book world than almost anyone, so.
What were you trying to show through that process, that experience that people who are nervous about approaching books, right? Because you don't want to look foolish.
I feel many things about this, which is that sometimes readers, when they're young, are given, say, a book like Moby Dick to read. And it is, an interesting, complicated book, but it's not something that somebody who has never read a book before should be given as an example of, why you will really love to read necessarily. And so I think Lambiasi probably had that kind of experience with reading books. I like to believe as a writer that anybody who isn't a reader yet has just not found the right book. So I hoped that that was what Lambiasi's reading journey would show.
One thing about AJ Fickrey being on this island is he's more than an outsider to that community. He's also Southeast Asian, and it's a mostly white community. The
Right.
daughter he ends up adopting is biracial. And why did you do that for these particular characters?
Well, I myself am mixed race. My mother is Korean and my father is an American Jew. So I've always felt other. But I think what's a little bit amazing about books, again, is the way in which they can sort of transcend that to an extent. And I also wanted the world as I see it. And the world as I see it is a world that is increasingly with people of different ethnicities,
And
as
that it
an
wouldn't
author.
be remarked upon, right? In
No,
the
that it wasn't the
community, it's
point of
not
the
like a
book.
very
No.
special episode of
No,
AJ
right. I
Fickrey.
live my life not sitting around thinking, boy, I'm mixed race. How am I going to go through my day? I just wanted to write a book that, again, reflected what I think people are like. And I just wanted to write a book that, again, was not, like you said, about the fact that he is mixed race, but that he existed and had a story that could have been a story that possibly a white person also had. So that was kind of just a little goal of mine in writing this book.
And each chapter title is from a story with a little note from Vickery describing what he liked about that book or that author. And it made me wonder if you essentially had a book list for each character. And if so, what came first, the character or the list?
Well, every single character I knew I would introduce them by telling you again what they read. So I knew exactly what, you know, AJ would like and what he wouldn't like. But, you know, for AJ, for instance, he was very much Tobias Wolff. You know, he loves that kind of very literary writing, very specific New England, you know, the kind of short stories that appear in The New Yorker. And something I knew about AJ was that he was going to love the short story collection above all else. And the reason for that would be because short story collections, while wonderful, are notoriously difficult for booksellers to sell. So I kind of thought that, of course, he would love the hardest thing to sell.
Well, we asked our listeners to respond to us on Twitter with their three books. And we got hundreds of responses of books that people said, these are the three books that would tell you who my character is. I mean, just to give you one example, someone, Rob Shanks, said To Kill a Mockingbird, Harper Lee, Time Enough for Love, Robert Heinlein, and Desert Solitude. Edward Abbey, Ayn Reyes Frazee, The Handmaid's Tale, Margaret Atwood, Where the Wild Things Are, Maurice Sendak, and Franny and Zoe, J.D. Salinger. We had a lot of responses, a lot of Anne of Green Gables fans.
Right.
A lot of people read East of Eden, Steinbeck. What are your three books?
That is an impossible question for me to answer. It's so funny because I love hearing what other people's favorite books, and I think even when they lie about them, because you're meant to sort of pick books that are make you seem a certain way,
you know,
that make you seem a bit jaunty, but well-read, but not too serious, that kind of thing, you know? So if you caught me in the right mood, I might tell you my favorite book was Charlotte's Web, because I think there's no character I relate to more than any character other than like Charlotte the Spider. But I don't know that would be like one of the three books I would choose to represent myself for posterity. Can you answer the question easily?
No, I couldn't. It feels like a very intimate question in a way, right?
It does. I think I've become too self-conscious about it.
Well, I'm sure there are some people who will be adding this book to their list.
I hope so.
Gabrielle Zevin, she's the author of The Storied Life of A.J. Vickery. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
We want to know what books would define your character. Join in the conversation on Twitter or Tumblr using the hashtag #MyThreeBooks.